听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading. The Problem of the Snakes. When I called up my mother in the countryside on the telephone, she was very upset. "There are some snakes in our courtyard," she told me. "Snakes come near the house now and then, and they seem to have made their home here, not far from the walnut tree. Can you get rid of them, please?" I felt very proud. Here was a chance for me to distinguish myself by inventing something merciful that would catch snakes but not harm them. I knew my parents would not like me to hurt these living creatures. The first thing I did was to see if there were any products that might help me. But there only seemed to be powders designed to kill snakes. A new approach was clearly needed. I set about researching the habits of snakes to find the easiest way to trap them. Luckily, these reptiles are small, and that made the solution easier. Prepared with some research findings, I decided on three possible approaches. Firstly, removing their habitat. Secondly, attracting them into a trap using male or female perfume or food. And thirdly, cooling them so that they would become sleepy and could be easily caught. I decided to use the last one. I bought an ice cream maker, which was made of stainless steel. Between the outside and the inside walls of the bowl, there is some jelly which freezes when cooled. I put the bowl into the fridge and waited for 24 hours. At the same time, I prepared some ice cubes. The next morning, I got up early before the sun was hot. I placed the frozen bowl over the snake's habitat and the ice cubes on top of the bowl to keep it cool. Finally, I covered the whole thing with a large bucket. Then I waited. After 2 hours, I removed the bucket and the bowl. The snakes were less active, but they were still too fast for me. They abruptly disappeared into a convenient hole in the wall. So I had to adjust my plan. For the second attempt, I froze the bowl and the ice cubes again, but placed them over the snake's habitat in the evening, as the temperature was starting to cool. Then, as before, I covered the bowl with the bucket and left everything overnight. Early the next morning, I returned to see the result. This time, with great caution, I bent down to examine the snakes, and I found them very sleepy. But once picked up, they tried to bite me. As they were poisonous snakes, I clearly needed to improve my design again. My third attempt repeated the second procedure. The next morning, I carried in my hand a small net used for catching fish. This was in the expectation that the snakes would bite again. But monitored carefully, the snakes proved to be no trouble, and all went according to plan. I collected the passive snakes, and the next day, we merrily released them all back into the wild. Pressed by my friends and relations, I decided to seize the opportunity to get recognition for my successful idea by sending my invention to the Patent Office. Only after you have had that recognition can you say that you are truly an inventor. The criteria are so strict that it is difficult to get new ideas accepted unless they are truly novel. In addition, no invention will get a patent if it is a discovery, a scientific idea or mathematical model, literature or art, a game or a business, a computer program, a new animal or plant variety. Nor will you receive a patent until a search has been made to find out that your product really is different from everyone else's. There are a large number of patent examiners, too, whose only job is to examine whether your claim is valid or not. If it passes all the tests, your application for a patent will be published 18 months from the date you apply. So, I have filled in the form and filed my patent application with the patent office. Now it's a matter of waiting and hoping. You'll know if I succeed by the size of my bank balance. Wish me luck!